All new fields or initiatives begin with pre-science, where a problem is identified but not yet capable of being solved. Usually this is because people in the field do not ask the right questions or don't have the tools or the right analytical protocols to study a problem systematically. For example, for centuries people in Europe believed that an imbalance in humors produced human illness. So physicians or barbers or the local knife sharpener bled sick people, usually resulting in them getting either sicker or dying. Despite that grim evidence, the practice continued, mostly because there was no convincing alternative. Custom, law, and religious doctrine prevented them from borrowing from non-Christian sources, such as Muslim, Chinese, or ancient Egyptian physicians who were actually more successful. We have examples in education, too. One is the pernicious failure of children in poverty. It happens again and again. It's a problem, and everybody knows it's a problem. Decades of intervention, thousands of programs, and millions of dollars have been invested in a solution, but poor children still underperform more affluent children at alarming rates. Hispanics and African Americans, especially males, are disproportionately represented in the justice system and woefully underrepresented in higher education institutions. That's a serious social justice problem with dire economic consequences for local communities and the nation as a whole. And still it persists. Maybe we're asking the wrong questions.